there, and welcome to Bloxia News' first episode. Today we talk about Bloxia Awards for 2020. Okay, so for our next section of this podcast episode, I will go over all of the sections, nominees, and who won. So the first section was Best Breakout Game. The three nominees were Ninja Legends, Zombie Strike, and Bad Business. Ninja Legends won this one. For the Best Showcase, there was, I have no idea how to pronounce this, Toyokawa Inari Shrine, Roll-A-Day 2019, and then Paris Showcase. So Toyokawa Inari Shrine won this section. The Best Sound Design, Aaron Soul, Royal High, and Adventure Up were all the nominees. Aaron Soul won this. The Best Sleeper Hit the nominees were Adventure Up, The Wild West, and Rogue Lineage. I think it was Adventure Up, I can't quite remember though. The Best Use of Tech, World Zero, Teleportation Portal Demo, and then Starscape. World Zero won this one. Mobile Game of the Year, Welcome to Bloxburg, The Tower of... Wait, what does that say? I have no idea how to read that. Ninja Legends. And Ninja Legends, I think it was Welcome to Bloxburg that won this. The Best Game Trailer, it was Adventure Up, Aaron Soul, and Vehicle Simulator. I know it wasn't Vehicle Simulator. I'm pretty sure it was Adventure Up. Roblox Video of the Year. Which is more of a YouTuber thing. Best Roblox Video of the Year. Craziest Elevator on Roblox. It's Funny did that one. The Final Four Finale, RB. Battles Championship War for 1 million Robux, Roblox Battles, Roblox Song Be With You, the Roblox Music Video, Log In HDI. I don't know which one won that. Neither do I know the next one. Best Game Update of the Year, Jailbreak by Banmo, Mad City, and Adopt Me. I think it might have been. It was either. I don't know. Then Best Video Content Creator, It's Funny, Dennis Russell Plays. I have a huge complaint about this one. I'll tell you that one in the second here. Dennis won this one. Xbox Game of the Year, Murder Mystery 2, Roblox High School 2, and Mad City. Murder Mystery 2, I think, won this one. Developer/Studio of the Year, Dreamcraft, Rove Community, and Talmib. Call me Bob. I think Dreamcraft won this because I know they made Adopt Me. So, and then the Game of the Year, Adopt Me, Royal High, Mad City, Welcome to Bloxburg, and Aaron Soul. Aaron Soul won this one. Winners, Best Role Playing Game, Sakara High, Royal High, and Dragon's Life. I don't know which one that won. I don't know any of the next ones. I'm just looking at this one. No idea. That should close out this section. next section, Alicia will be talking about what I didn't like and what I liked. So one of the things I didn't like is the sections aren't that simple. It's like sound effects. I really just what in the world with that, because it's just kind of weird to me. Like, not normally nobody puts on sound effects as a thing. So I'd like it to be a lot more simple. Like for example, like you just have a simulator section, a tycoon section, an obby section. So you'd have all of that. Another complaint is that a few games didn't make it onto there, like a Tower Defense Simulator, Bee Swarm Simulator. I think they mentioned it, but they didn't actually nominate it for anything. What else? KAT. And I'm pretty sure they didn't put... Wait, no, they did put Jailbreak. But then, one of the largest complaints everybody has is that Albert /Flamingo wasn't even nominated for the best YouTuber. So that is actually, like, really upsetting for me, because he has some of the most popular videos on that are on Roblox. That's one of my complaints. The one thing that I liked about it is that I'm pretty sure they did this, but they actually let the public vote for things. So another one of my complaints is that almost all of the nominees for the best game were role-playing games, which I'm pretty sure, this is just what I think. I don't really think many people play those anymore. I mean, it, like, might be, like, 20 to 30,000 people, but on Roblox, that is not much at all. So, yeah. This is the end segment. What I really liked about the Bloxy Awards is that they put in the effort to make it animated this year. I also really liked that everybody had an equal chance and that they were able to vote. Just note that this is my first time seeing a Bloxy Awards thing. Have a good day.